Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
This program is rated adults only. It contains language that may offend some people.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now here are Harry Mays and Jason Martinez.
Yeah, it's the final hour of the midday show. Mays Martinez and Riled Up kicks us off as we always do at 1 o'clock. Live Riled Up calls today, Harry?
Yes,
would you
sir.
Like a few?
610-632-0975.
Yep, the board's wide open right now.
Would you like
to do a live Riled Up call? Perhaps it's about rap is rap, hip-hop is hip-hop.
Could be.
And the outstanding selection that's leading the voting that I had with DMX today.
Yeah.
Or perhaps your affinity for the larger caboose on the female. That could lead somebody to be riled up.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be. Maybe it's the Sixers front office. The fact that they still don't have a GM. Maybe that's got you riled up. Or a litany of other things, including the lack of excitement in this town regarding the first place Phillies. All those things could lead to a riled up call and earn you FanFest tickets at 610-632-0975. But let's see what we got on the recorded line today, Harry.
As the ghost of Roy Halladay taking over Aaron Nola's body? I mean, just like Larry Bowles said, about Cole Hamels. Aaron
Nola
is game on.
He has been.
Yeah, remember that? Do we still have that drop? Cole Hamels is game on.
Yeah.
Larry Bowa, that was awesome.
Yeah, and he's right about Nola. Nola just stepping up and stepping up in a big way this year. Mm-hmm. Hey, you bring in Arrieta, no problem.
Yeah,
I'll be the ace.
I think he goes again, Sunday?
Is it Sunday?
His next start? I think so.
All right.
Cole Hamels is game on.
There it is.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to have to get Larry on it. He's going to have to say the same thing about Nola at this point. The guy's 12-2 on the season, Aaron.
Yeah.
And he's racking up strikeouts at an alarming rate, and he's in that Cy Young conversation.
If you compare his numbers to Roy Halladay when Halladay won the Cy Young in 2010, they're right there.
Is that right?
Yeah, like he's actually got a lower ERA today.
2.27.
Yeah,
wow.
I think Halladay had a 2.33. Halladay had more strikeouts, but it was close.
So he's pacing on an incredibly high level right now.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Max Scherzer's strikeout rate, you'd be looking at probably the Cy Young winner.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the innings pitched versus the hits allowed. It's unbelievable. 123 innings, he's only allowed 87 hits.
Wow. Yeah. So, such impressive numbers. And he's young, and he's stepping up into a whole different level of pitcher in the big leagues. Very interesting. Live calls at 610-632-0975.
This whole fan base criticized the Eagles when they traded Shady McCoy and released DeSean Jackson. Who's laughing now? You cannot win with those problem headache players. You can't do it.
You couldn't win without them either until last year.
Yeah.
They didn't replace either of them. Look, the reason why people criticize him, and look, we don't know if McCoy is guilty of what's being charged.
Yeah, not
so
yet.
Let's calm down, okay, guy? I know you like to jump to a quick conclusion.
Sure, I mean, he has baggage, though, coming into this
situation.
Well,
a lot of baggage,
yeah.
I mean, it's not his first rodeo of being not a stand-up citizen. We know about the party bus incident.
Nothing to this order, though.
Something was to this order. Well, what happened in the bar? Remember there was the big fight at the bar that he got off of?
Yeah, but that was
the cops involved.
Yeah, but that was a melee of men.
Men,
right?
I mean, it's not the same level. I mean, you're right.
But
is Shady McCoy a good guy? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he ends up in a lot of these situations, and eventually you got to go, hey, there's a flaw here,
right?
A character flaw with the guy. But look, at the time, Chip Kelly didn't want him here. Maybe he was a prophet, and he saw something a lot of other people didn't. Who knows?
Well, the thing that really annoyed us, or at least me, was that when they let DeSean go, they got nothing for him.
Yeah. They devalued him, and they got nothing for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he walked. They just cut him. And he had value. He's coming off his best season.
I know.
Didn't he have 1,700 yards coming into that year?
Is
that
right?
That offseason?
1,700.
I think it was his best season.
Wow.
I don't know if it was 17. I'll look up his numbers, but he had his best season that year prior, and they got nothing for him because Chip Kelly was a donkey.
Jim. I got tickets to FanFest yesterday through the online ticket list. Now I just found out I have to work that weekend.
Harry, what would Harry do? And I am pissed off.
Well,
I mean, 1,300 yards.
1,332, yeah,
with 9 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got between now and almost the end of August to get a day, to get a personal day, a half day, whatever it takes. If you can't work that out,
yeah,
come on, man.
Dude, you got to step up.
Seriously.
Go to your boss and find a way to work an extra weekend day prior to earn that day off.
Yeah, I mean, don't you get any vacation or personal days?
Yeah, PTO?
I don't know.
Find is there a vacation day, a national holiday that you can work between now and then to get a comp
make
day?
Up for it? Yeah, like PTO is paid time off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what he could do, real simple, is just work a couple extra hours one day a week from now until FanFest.
To build up.
To build up and be able to take that day off.
All right. Just bring your boss.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. Bring the boss along.
Yeah, we'll give you a pair of tickets for the boss and his significant other. How's
that? There you
that?
Go. Just quit.
We got solutions.
Well, that's the other alternative. You could just quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be the very millennial thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, I got a party to go to. You won't let me have off? I'll just quit my job.
Yeah, that's totally a millennial thing.
I'm sure I'll hear from all the millennials.
No, I'm kidding. You're going to hear from him.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not exactly a poster boy you want to follow. Let's go to the live line, Har. Let's go to Matt. It's riled up. What's up, Matt? You're on the Fanatic.
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Any of Shady's previous situations to his current one? Because, like, what he's being implicated for is, like, insanely disturbing. Insanely disturbing.
No, I said it was nothing to this order.
But he literally would get people to go and rob the house looking for specific jewelry and pistol whipping slash beating his ex-girlfriend to the rate that she was beaten to.
Yeah, I know. It's appalling.
It's actually scary because the only person that knew about those specific pieces of jewelry
were him and her.
Shady.
And her.
And
yeah.
He was complaining. Yeah, and he was complaining to the court about getting those specific pieces of jewelry back.
Right.
And yet all of a sudden, a woman gets beaten by robbers who were able to enter the residence without having to break in.
Yeah.
I wonder how.
Yeah, there's a lot of things pointing in that direction. You're right, Matt.
I read that this morning on Pro Football Talk, and I was like, wow. It says LeSean McCoy case takes another strange turn. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You look at it and go, oh, boy. I mean, he's got some issues in his past, but what's being charged upon him now is basically hiring like a hitman.
This is like gangster
to somebody
stuff.
Up.
Like,
yeah.
He's
got a heavy.
The assailant demanded specific items of jewelry that had been previously gifted to Mrs. Corden by Mr. McCoy, which Mr. McCoy had requested back on many occasions, the statement from the attorney explains.
Yeah. Wow. It's unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking here at his Wikipedia page. You got the party bus incident that happened back in 2013. In 2014 was the tip gate. Whatever with that. Whatever,
yeah,
that is what it is.
Right.
And then obviously the thing that happened in the Philadelphia bar.
Well, then there was also...
That was never brought up on charges.
He was trying to have a party. Remember they used, I think, Buffalo Bills? The Buffalo Bills logo, I think, was on the poster, if I remember.
Was that the one where, like, only women were allowed?
Yes, it was only women.
It was creepy.
Well, it was shut down. It never happened.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be like an Eyes Wide Shut type of party.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying, when you use the Buffalo Bills logo, that's where you go over the line.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. There's a lot of stuff here.
Yes.
And if they find out that what's being charged is true.
Yeah.
Boy, he's a scumbag of epic proportion.
And he's played his last down of football, if that matters.
But back in 2016 was the bar fight thing that happened, that he was there.
Well, that was
that
with
February.
The, like, two groups. Weren't there
off-duty police officers?
Off-duty police officers in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm riled up about today? About you, Martinez. What's this you talking about? Oh, I don't want to hear any stupid baseball terms. Man, we'll toe rubber, we'll talk to blue, we'll play on the diamond, we'll do whatever we want. Damn it. Keep your apples to yourself. One of your stupid hockey terms. It's baseball season, boys.
Now, that was a tweet that I read from somebody about the terms.
Oh, what? Because you said toe the rubber, and I said on the bump.
Yeah.
Was that yesterday or today?
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
No, but we were talking about that tweet that the guy sent to come up with the top 5 list of the stupid sports terminology.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, hey, if this guy was at Citizens Bank Park, he'd hit 40.
Right, or the 3-and-D guy. It was all those sort of cliches that are now in vogue.
Yeah, we brought up hand in the dirt.
Set the edge.
Yeah, high motor guy.
Yeah.
You know, all of those things. We weren't saying not to say them. Somebody tweeted in. So yeah.
No, you weren't
fact straight.
You weren't being anti-baseball there.
Not at all.
No.
No. I like some of the... I like some of those terminologies. There's some that are tired.
Yeah.
But
I don't think people should stop using them because I think they're comical at this point. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
they're appropriate.
Yeah. Now you got to look at like swing trajectory and those kind of things.
Well, launch angle.
Launch angle.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And presenting beautifully, Ari. Oh, my.
I knew that was coming.
Exit velocity.
It's all a lead up to do your George Takei impression.
What about velo, Ari? You like velo, do you?
All you dorks that keep coming in trying to defend LeSean McCoy, saying his ex-girlfriend set up her own ass whooping, just remember something. She makes all her money off of Instagram. Why the f*** would she put up her career and get her face kicked in if she makes all her money based off of the way in which her face looks on Instagram? The stupid sons of bitches. Throw that motherfucker in jail.
All right.
Now, who's defending him in that regard?
I think he's referring to callers defending him, saying he hasn't been proven guilty yet.
Okay. Well, I mean,
that's true.
That's true.
Yeah. There's still some work to be done. But it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't. I mean, there's a lot of things pointing directly at his involvement, whether it was direct or indirect.
Yeah. If you read the tea leaves based on the jewelry and that he wanted this jewelry back and was having a hard time getting it.
Right.
And the person did not break in with forced entry into the home. All of those things, yeah.
Well, that's an immediate red flag.
Yeah, but the other part, and this is where people are kind of couching their conviction of him publicly already, is because of the Reuben Foster incident.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true. Yeah.
So, that's in there as well. 610-632-0975. TJ's riled up on the live line. What's up, TJ?
What's up, guys? I'm riled up because people don't know how to do riled up. Riled up is not a segment for you to call in and chit-chat with the host. It's a 15 to 20 second expression of how you're feeling about a subject. So stop calling in during Riled Up to talk to Harry and Jason. Call it during normal time. This is Riled Up, and I'm riled up.
It's a good point.
Well done, TJ.
Very good point. Yes. It's a great instructional manual.
Yeah, now I'm looking at, remember, LeSean had a statement done on his iPhone Notes app, remember? And then I think he got tweeted out at Cut on a Dime 25. He goes, for the record, the totally baseless and offensive claims made against me today on social media are completely false. Furthermore, I have not had any direct contact with any of the people involved. Direct.
Carefully chosen word, you think?
Yes. It's interesting that we now find out about the, you know, the robbery, the open, you know, there was no forced entry. The burglars apparently knew exactly what to look for, and it was stuff that he wanted back, but it wasn't him doing it. So hence the no direct contact.
Indirect. At his orders.
It's interesting.
Yeah, now you're right about that. That's a good point.
Hmm.
You parse the things, you break it down to its finest little particles, Harry. You find some nuggets in there.
That's right.
You guys have got to bring back Pat Egan as a full-time producer. With all due respect to Andrew, this has been the funniest 4 hours of radio that I've experienced since probably the last time Pat was on. Guys are walking around naked, and I can't stop breathing at work. So, thank you, Pat. You made my day.
Guys are walking around naked.
Now, Pat, do you know that gentleman, and how much did you pay him to call?
I do know that guy.
You do?
And I gave him FanFest tickets. And he will be meeting Ben Simmons.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, is that right?
Well, it was a big announcement yesterday.
Yeah, a big meet and greet. Is it a meet and greet, or is it?
He's going to be, Ben Simmons will be at FanFest coming up on August 25th at Xfinity Live. He'll be appearing on stage for the masses.
Mm-hmm.
We'll introduce him on the big stage there outside where the bands play. He will also do a radio interview there with Mikey Miss.
Okay.
And then he will also, for select winners and people, will be doing a meet and greet where you can get a photo.
Oh, that's cool.
With Ben Simmons.
Now, okay, Mikey Miss does the interview.
Yeah.
But Anthony has to do the intro. Okay? Seriously.
Yeah,
you got to have the music playing because he has that theme song.
Yeah, I don't have Ben's theme song. I don't know what it is.
Wasn't it Prodigy? Was it Prodigy? Did he use the music from the band Prodigy? Was it one of their songs?
Firestarter is the name of the song.
It might have been.
Yeah, it's probably not the other Smack My You Know What Up.
Oh, yeah.
But it's probably Firestarter from the Prodigy.
I think that's the song.
Okay, put that in, Pat. See if you can find Prodigy Firestarter, it's called, in the system there. And then Anthony's got to do the intro, right?
The intro.
Yeah, because, I mean, For Wentz, it's a cobra.
Right.
Right. For Ben, he's a prodigy.
Right. Dario, he plays that club music that you'd find, that you'd have in Croatia.
Yeah, I had I had
which
the Dario.
Which is awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's why Anthony's rooting for Croatia in the World Cup, just so Dario can keep partying.
Yeah. You're right.
Yes.
And then, and then Embiid had a song, too.
Yeah, Embiid's song was good, too. I forget what it was, but it was good.
Yeah, the song for Carson was The Revenant. It was,
yeah. That's,
because of Kane.
Yeah, right.
That whole thing, right? He's a cobra.
Right.
So there you go. So yeah, Ben will be at FanFest. He'll be and it leads a lot of people to a lot of speculation. Will a Jenner be at FanFest?
Mm-hmm.
Will Kendall Jenner then make her face shown at FanFest?
I agree.
I'm
interested in that.
And Tinashe, will she be there as well?
Stalking.
Yeah. She'll be outside the gate.
The paparazzi will be there.
Coach Camille will be out there preventing her from coming in because she doesn't have a valid ticket.
Yeah.
Riled Up brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with the Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right. Hit that line tonight, 610-771-9751. Leave the messages on there, and we will play them on tomorrow's show. Now, Andrew returns tomorrow, and Pat goes back to the Pay No Mind list.
Now, where do you go, Pat, tomorrow?
To a movie.
Oh, yeah, it's my other job at Regal.
Oh, is that right?
I'll be taking tickets in the matinees.
Or are you doing the popcorn machine?
No, tomorrow I'm taking tickets, and they said, you know, with all goes well in 6 months, I could be, you know, working the Friday night shift.
Okay, now when you do the popcorn machine, do they allow you to take home the excess at the end of the night?
No, that's frowned upon.
All right.
Mm. So you put that right in the dumpster. He's got a dumpster.
I can't afford to lose that job.
Okay.